which homogenizes the female soul and the male spirit and births out of this mystical marriage the androgynous Christ, which is the individualization of God, or self-realized. From this immaculate self-conception, your God self, which you always have been, replaces the material time illusion, which is called mortal. And you are now revealed as the temple, the body of the living God. Enlightenment is the process of discovering your God self. Faith is the capacity to accept the qualities of your God self even before realization, as it becomes clear to you that human thought and human vision are cut off from God, from reality. This capacity of inspired faith is lit by the divine flame of God's grace, which leads you to itself. The journey from little me to divine I is your identity test, which trains your soul. As your soul moves through the fourth world of the mind, we react to the illusion of separate material selves, or we stand fast with our mind stayed on the truth of God's words and deeds expressed through Christ. The higher journey begins when we intellectually accept the one body of God as the only body in the universe. And that is where you are right this moment. And when we refuse to waver from that certainty, when we awaken something wonderful happens. We are released from the body concept. I came across a poem recently by an Infinite Way student which expressed the inner journey in a way that I thought you might find interesting and helpful. It's called Awakening. We enter this earth realm like a Christ butterfly, emerging from a mortal cocoon, magical, wondrous appearing, a breath from the one invisible life that envelops this world of love. Wide-eyed and innocent, we love every form and pattern this realm presents to challenge a young life. Moving with the gentleness of a butterfly, we dance and play and glow with each breath. Heaven is our world, a safe cocoon. Out of this resplendent cocoon, we become youth who love and accept with every breath conditioned concepts of an earthly realm, forgetting for a while our butterfly beauty, looking to externals for life. Our bodies mature, and this life we call adulthood. Secure in its cocoon of earthly pleasures, begins its butterfly flight in search of forgotten love, questing for meaning, examining this realm of being and pondering the source of breath. We reach our autumn years, and with each breath we take, awaken to an inner life, glimpsing visions of an invisible realm. We untangle the cocoon of mortality and embrace God's love, soaring in spirit and beauty as a butterfly. In a swift movement of time, the butterfly in us hovers on the truth that breath is of the soul, that God is the love that transforms us to eternal life. We discard the fleshly body, the cocoon, and awaken to the glory of a higher realm. In every heart and life, there is a cocoon of love that gently unfolds as the breath of a butterfly to dwell in a heavenly realm. I thank that student for that lovely poem. On page 112 of The Art of Spiritual Healing, Joel says, "My body has neither qualities nor quantities of good or of evil. It has neither sickness nor health. Do you know any human being whose body has neither sickness nor health? Can you accurately make the same statement? Try it. Say the words slowly. See if they feel comfortable. My body has neither qualities nor quantities of good or of evil. has neither sickness nor health. Did you feel comfortable? Let me remind you that when you know this is true about your body, and also about your patient's body, and about everybody's body in the world, you will know that this is what Christ taught. And that Joel could make this statement because he was talking about the Christ body, which he realized was the only body that God had given him and you and everyone. Your changeover from a human sense of body with ailments to a divine body which lives forever is a fulfillment of God's plan that ye be perfect as God. As you know, Joel had several heart attacks. But his knowledge that they were not occurring in his divine and only body weathered the illusion until, in divine order, Spirit moved his consciousness into the fullness of his next experience. My body is neither large nor small, he said. And you can see him, he was about 5 foot, 204, maybe six, but I think maybe four. Well, maybe two, but he was a short man. My body is neither large nor small. Now, mind you, he walked this earth as other men, but he had graduated from the notion that he lived in a physical body. With simple conviction, he said, "My body has neither life nor death." Now, if you saw Joel walk into a classroom, you might have assumed that his body was alive. He didn't agree. "No, my body does not have life," he firmly declared. Now he was speaking about the body which already appeared to him in consciousness. Not about the body concept which appeared to his students. The concept body which dies and does not contain life at all. You see, real life can never live in a false mental image. And that body which can never be alive can never die. That body which is spirit can never die either. There is one body called human body, and it is never alive, so it cannot die. There is a body called spirit, which is always alive, so it can never die. Death is an impossibility. So Joel said, "My body has neither life nor death." Now, can we stop a moment? Can we adjust our consciousness to this great truth? Science has affirmed that atoms and microatoms are the substance of your form. Science is wrong. God is the substance of your form. And God is spirit. Atoms are man's concept about spirit. You do not have a spiritual body and an atomic body. Your spiritual body is the body of God and will never die. Your atomic body is a sense of body which does not contain God, substance, or God life. It lives in a false state of being. And living in an atomic sense of body, you must experience separation from God, which always results in a house divided between pain and pleasure, divided between good and evil, between good health and bad health. A sense of life and a sense of death. Mortality never experiences immortality. Mortality must appear to perish because the illusion of life cannot sustain itself. The quicksand of atoms is the burial ground for all who identify as mortals. Fortunately, infinite way wisdom teaches that we are even deceived by youth and old age. So Joel says, my body is God's substance, expressed as form, embodying all qualities and quantities which constitute God, the I Am, the soul. My body has neither youth nor old age. Every word there is a spiritual lesson. If you are entertaining thoughts about youth or old age, you are not living in your real body. God is not young or old, and the Spirit of God is the substance of your body. So pause a moment. Go within. Rest in your soul with peace, with confidence. Be grateful that your Heavenly Father, through the Christ of Joel, is leading you to green pastures, teaching you how to weave the pure purple, opening the book of life eternal, and inviting you to enter the realm of immortality. For each ray of divine light, we thank the Father. As your senses release their grip, as the mists of matter reveal their shallow layers of illusion, our confidence in the power of truth is renewed are ready. For new keys, new keys, new dimensions, leading to the kingdom of reality. Says Joel, in my body, my real and only body, is neither material darkness nor mental ignorance. For God is a light unto his holy temple, which my body is. With this calm assurance, you must answer every call for help. Your patient is always God, the invisible substance of every form. In time, the illusion of physical form does not fool you. The eye of you and the eye of your patient stand in oneness, while hypnosis of person and condition go through their little act. Big illusions seem to have more power than little illusions. And as each claim touches your purified consciousness, it meets the Christ in you, who judges no man. Now listen again, please. As Joel states truth that you can depend on forever, God unfolds, discloses, reveals himself as body temple, place of holiness and peace. God's grace maintains and sustains his body, which my body is. Did you hear that? If you could realize that one truth and feel it so deeply that you trust it without question, you would experience a major forward step in consciousness. Nothing in this world would ruffle or disturb you. You would know that God's body, the body of everyone in this universe, is indestructible and uninfluenced by the changing illusions in the sense world of man. To you, God will always be saying, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. I would like to thank every one of you for joining in our world work this past month. As a group of Infinite Way students around the world, we're now meditating in our homes every Saturday at 6 p.m. California time. We'd love you to join us, and we think you'll understand why as soon as you do. Starting with this tape, our subject will be the body of the universe. The very last sentence in chapter 9 of Joel's book, The Art of Spiritual Healing. That will be our subject, and I'm going to read it to you. You've just heard it. God's grace maintains and sustains his body, which my body is. Think for a moment of every nation on this planet, and think of its inhabitants. The invisible substance of that nation and its inhabitants, and of every nation and its inhabitants, is the body of God, which your body is. Dwell in your real body now. Are you only in your room? Is the body of God only in your room? Stretch out to your infinite divine body, a pure divine spirit. And when you hear or read about a plane crash in Brazil, an earthquake in California, an epidemic in Guatemala, meet that claim easily, confidently, with a simple knowledge that God's grace maintains and sustains his body, which my body is. You can meet every claim with this incredibly wonderful truth. You will discover that your consciousness of the body of God as your body is healing unto the nations. Let's do it now. Rivet it into your consciousness. The phrase we will use for our meditation throughout the world every Saturday at 6 p.m. California time is the last words in chapter 9 of Joel's book, The Art of Spiritual Healing, and those words are, God's grace maintains and sustains his body, which my body is. We are moving through the invisible now in consciousness, feeling the joy of our everywhereness, of our eternal body, which will always be our eternal body, which will never be sick, never destroyed, never defective, always perfect, always in harmony, always the one body of God is my body, and I have no other body. Dwell in this glorious truth. Let yourself be transported your glorious kingdom of reality. We're going to stay here in the purity of our soul, listening, waiting and listening for that voice which individualizes in each of us to guide us, to love us, to teach us, to open new doors, new highways, new realms. For this is the age of enlightenment, the age when men discover their souls, and where their souls discover their spirit, and where their souls unite with their spirit to birth the color purple, the Christ consciousness, which is a single vision and makes us self-creative. In your true body, everything you need, you create. And as you feel the miracle of self-creation, you will say, how fortunate that I was able to go the narrow path to achieve this wondrous spiritual quality. There will be four more healing tapes before the Chicago seminar. And each one will prepare us for new dimensions in healing. Joy to you for sharing today's message with us. And may your day reflect the glory that you are. Blessings from Kauai.